Det här. Hej kopp, hej. Jag såg ju Dallas. Låt honom ישת אמיתו ראית מלוקך כי אני אשם אלוקך לא תונו is not a cheat חפה ידעו לא תונו don't cheat לא תונו ישת אמיתו חפה יוזיין I'm sorry לא תונו ישת אמיתו so we'll soon see that Rashi Darkonim Chazal tell us that this pasuk is not talking about cheating in money. It's not talking about money anymore. Why? Because if you take a look, it already says two three psukim before. For example, if you look in pasuk Yudalit, it says like this: Chitim kerum in kalam pech. You will sell to your friend. I kana miadam itecha. Al tonu ish et achiv. Don't cheat your friend. Which means, like pasuk Tzvav explains, in mispar shanim achar yovel tikne meadam itecha. You have to make the cheshbon according to what? According to the yovel, right? If you buy a house 5 years before yovel, it's worth a lot less than if you bought the house 40 years before yovel, right?
Yes.
Because in 40 years you can live 40 years, and in 5 years you can only live 5 years, because by yovel it goes back. So the house has to be in reference, in shikul to the yovel. So don't cheat. Don't cheat. Al tonu ish tachim. Lufi rov ha-shanim, tarbeh miknato, more years, more money, meot ha-shanim, tamit miknato, and again it is lo tonu ish tamito. Say chazal, and Rashi brings down this chazal, so why does that have to repeat itself? It says already, it says in Pasuk Yudalit, lo tonu ish tachim. So why does he again in Pasuk Yudzayin, lo tonu ish tamito? Say chazal, and Rashi says, Rashi quotes the chazal, the Pasuk is not from Adonai, not mammon, the second one, kan yizir al anu advarim. Over here, the second one is talking about anu advarim, dvarim, words. Not to speak words, I will just translate it simple, words which hurt somebody, anu advarim, to hurt somebody with words. Don't speak anu advarim. Explains Rashi. This is Perikopay. Perikopay. So you have to read Pasuk Yudalit. You have to read Pasuk Tedvav Tedzayin and then Yudzayin. So if you read Pasuk Yudalit, Yudgibel, Yudalit, Tedvav, Tedzayin, and Yudzayin, you write away with a very simple question. The Torah repeats itself twice. It says twice. Al tonu ish tamito. Yudalit, Tedvav, Tedzayin, and Yudzayin. I know, but I'm saying if you read those psukim, right? So I'm saying the parsha. When you read this parsha, it says twice. It says twice, Al tonu ish tamito. Why does it say it twice? Twice. Why does it say it twice? Says Rashi, it's talking about Ainaz Dvarim. The second one is talking about Ainaz Dvarim. He's a Chazal, a first man. Now, the first thing you have to ask is if this is true, then what's he doing here? What's it doing here? I know the passion of the Chira. See, I pay Rabbi Weiss just to say you're right. Everything I say, he says you're right. Give me a hammer. It's a very simple question. It's a Shelah Pshuta, very simple question. The first one's for Einoah's mom. Einoah's dwarf. So the question is, how did Einoah's dwarf come into this passion? We're talking about buying and selling. A person buys and sells a field. I mean, where did Einoah's dwarf come? Where did Einoah's Rabbi Weiss come? You're going to enjoy the shit. It's a pelvic shake. So the question is, what is Einoah's dwarf here? You know where you should put Einoah's dwarf? Maybe in Parshas Kedoshim. Or, I don't know about Mishpatim, but where it speaks about Lashon Hara, they say, Rachel Bamecha, Einoah's dwarim. I mean, what does it have to do with here? What is it? I mean, it's in the context. It's talking about a guy who buys and sells. Don't cheat. Then it says don't speak harsh things to people. What is, does it belong here? Einaz Dvarim, the Isser of Einaz Dvarim does not belong here. So that's going to be question number one that we have to answer today. Why is Einaz Dvarim in the context, in the parsha of Gneva, stealing money from people? What does that have to do? The pasuk, and not only that, if not for Rashi, we would have understood that the Leitaini means don't cheat. So Rashi has to say, but it doesn't mean don't cheat. He already says it. I'm saying, so then we would have a question. So the way that it's here. Again, it's Kamat repeating the Leitaini. The only thing is, Rashi is to tell me it's not talking about this. So it's to say, my Hilchus Lashon Hara, that's all, I'm finished. That's what's doing here. Doesn't read the parsha. If you read the parsha, if not for Rashi, you would say it's about cheating. That's the pshat that the Leitaini, Einaz Dvarim, is here. So this is question number one. Question number one. Okay. Question number two. Keep on reading the Rashi. So Rashi explains what is Einaz Dvarim. Shlo yakmin is chaveri. He shouldn't hurt. He shouldn't, in Yiddish they call it to chepel. That it means to, I don't know if it's a good word in English or Russian, how do you say chep in English otherwise? No, which is something else. No, yakna is to chep means to start up with somebody. To slant somebody. To slant him, to hurt him. Who? Yakna means to start up with somebody, to hurt him, to bother him.
Hey, start up with the fight. He's in like a match.
Okay. Shlayakna.
It's very good.
Shlayakna. You shouldn't hurt him. Continues Rashi. The law Yasiyani, how does he translate in English yakna? I'm being careful. You shouldn't verbally harass them. No, but this is. What does it say? Annoy. Okay. Shlayak is chaveri. You get the picture. Shlayak is chaveri. That he shouldn't come and hurt. To verbally abuse somebody. You shouldn't talk bad to people. Continues Rashi. And we shouldn't give him an etzah which is no good for him. For example, something which is good for you. You convince a guy to sell you his car for $400 when it's really worth $500. So you convinced him a bad deal for you, for your sake. So this is called Einaz Dvarim. Now the Chura, when you look at Rashi, the case that Rashi brings, Layakin is Chavera, and the Layasienu, Eitza, has really nothing to do with each other. One is not to hurt somebody. Hurting somebody, no, that's not called hurting.
Because 500, you're talking about
100. Yeah, but that's not, I hurt him with my words. It's not my words that hurt him. I hurt his pockets. So mainly that.
Yeah, but he accepted.
I want you to understand the question. Listen carefully. So Yaakov Chaveh is to walk to somebody and insult him and hurt him. And Sheino Hegenis has nothing to do with this. This is two different, it's two different things. One is giving him bad advice, and one is insulting somebody. It's not the same problem. You understand? The first problem is, I hurt you. I insult you. I embarrass you. The second problem is, true, it's through talk. I agree with you. I understand that that's the common denominator, but what I'm doing is I'm giving you a bit of rice. It's like a geneva. I'm stealing from you.
Like let's talk about
something like that. Now, what I would have wanted Rashi to do is to make a davracha from it. I'm not saying Rashi can't learn it. That's Einaz Dvarim, but don't read it as one sentence. Shleyak is chaveri v'leyasienu eitz shein eigenis. It's not true. It's two different things. Rashi should have said like this: Kal zira Einaz Dvarim pirush shleyak is chaveri. Bachar, another pshat, Shleyasienu, Eitz Shein Eigenis. It's not one story, it's not one problem, there's two different things here. One is to hurt somebody.
That's
it, you need to. That's it, you get advice. It's a problem. Kilo, I'm stealing through my words. Fine. But I'm stealing. It's a gneva. It's a type of stealing over here. Why does Rashi put it down? Okay, you got it? That's question number two. Okay, I want you to hear clear. That's Pashtakasha. When you read it, doesn't something's wrong here. It's not the same sentence. It's two, you know, you have to make two things out of it. The second question is like this, and I want you to learn how to write better. I read some of your notes. It's almost perfect, but it's not perfect. It has to be perfect. You're ready to write it perfect. Okay. So the first, in your notes, do you explain that the context of this parasha is talking about Mechira? Is that there? Is it in it? Okay. The context. Now the question is that Leisaidu of Al-Nazvar doesn't belong here. And that's one really doesn't belong here. Shoyakis Khavation insult your friend, there's nothing to do with this. That's question number one. And to understand the question better, understand that if not for Rashi, I wouldn't even think that it's talking about Nazdvar. Had this not been a Rashi that said, well, what do you mean? I mean Rashi, Chazal. I'm asking, I understand it's Chazal, but understand that if not for Chazal telling me, but what do you need to? So it can't be talking about this, has to be talking about that. Just talk to me in Pin Hilchas Lashon Hara and Hilchas Shmiras Halashon in the parasha that talks about Shmiras Halashon over there. It should say, I'll taklidus chavercha. What is in here? I'll tell you, just like it. So truly, it's really two questions in one. Okay? You have that? I don't think so. Look at the Ramaisa, what it says. If not for Rashi, I don't even know what it's talking about. I would say Tabatoma Geneva. If not for this Rashi, I wouldn't even know it's too much. The only reason why I know it's too much, I know it's Mormon. Dvarim. It's only because it can't be talking about this, it has to be talking about that. So why can't you tell me straight? Talk to me in Shmiras and the Parsha, Shmiras Halash. Don't be Makitit Chavercha. I'm finished. That's all. Out or out to Lubidvarim. The way it's written, Fraim, would you ask the question that way? The way it's written, not only where it's written, but the way it's written, it implies it's talking about Gnevel. Yes. So, when I talk about the guy, I'm saying whatever it is, I'll tell you, we know it's garden, doesn't belong here, it should be found in a different place. I don't need Pasha Kadesh anywhere. Anywhere, not when you read. You don't understand, it's not even like a separate, so it's not teaching me halach, it's telling me a story. The pasuk come out of a story. When you buy something from your friend,
okay.
I'll tell you. So, and that, it doesn't belong to the story, it has nothing to do with the story. It's completely out of context. It doesn't belong. It's a story. You buy and sell, I'll tell you. It doesn't belong. It doesn't flow. It's not here. It's not about this story. It's about something else completely. That's one. See, the second part of Rashi is not bid. The second part of Rashi is talking about giving him a bid eitzah to sell for you. So that would fit, but not the beginning of Rashi.
Nice.
Yeah, you with me, Gershon? You understand? Simple question. Question two is, Rashi says, and he continues with an Eitz Hashem HaGenis. It doesn't continue. It's two different things. How does Rashi make one sentence out of this? Rashi should have said two things. Or, not V'loy, doesn't flow. It's not V'loy Asiyenu. It's not true. Yeah, you understand the question? Okay.
So the second question
is, Shalayaknit is Chaveru, right? It doesn't continue Vilna Yasienu Aitzashena Igenis. It should be Oila Yasienu, Oidavaracher, another pshat Shalayasienu Aitzashena Igenis. Okay. Now, so the truth is, Rabbi Weiss, you're missing a big aside. Rabbi Weiss, you're going to miss the aside. The Tyrus Kayan over here, which I saw last night. Very interesting Tyrus Kayan. Tyrus Kayan learns that the cases of Yaknit. What are the cases of Yaknit? So there's a Mishnah that brings us in Bar Metzia a bunch of cases of Yaknit. For example, to tell about Tshuva, Zechair, remember Masech HaRishayim.
Right? What are the cases of Yachid that the Mishnah brings? We tell about Tshuva, Zechar, Masech, Harishayin. A ger. Listen, you're a ger, your fathers were nothing. You're faulty, right? So I read you a Tyrus Kayanim that says that it really is one of the same thing. This and the Sheetzah Sheena Higanis is the same thing. I read you a Tyrus online. Amura. So, right? The Shah Mayer Biski Momo. Rule Machachita Miyama. Okay. The Kavanasa in the slates to be men, the Lehitla in the Malek. Now, the Shaski, sir. The Shah Shein the Dummy. Okay, Hachi Gassir. Now, here, this is where it starts. In time, Eitz of Toiv Ani Naisen, right? Maybe I'm giving you an Eitz of Toiv, a Pirush. The Shah Shamati Laizachar Masachar Rishainim. It's the same thing, meaning the Shlayaknit, and convince myself I'm trying to give him a good answer. No, it's the same zoo, it's the same thing.
Don't you do that?
Exactly. Shlayaknit means I shouldn't insult him. What am I saying? But I'm convincing myself, no, I am insulting him for his good. And really, why am I doing it? Because I'm a big person and I want to hurt him.
I mean,
so
that's the Eitz Hasheina Higanis that the Chazal are talking about. It's only the Teres Kedim. Pirish, hear otherwise. Bishah, Shamarti Loi, Zecher Masecher Yishayim, Rekivanti Loi Nasai, El Shiei Chatosai Negdei Tamid, Yischazek B'Tshuva, Yechei B'Idach. So what am I reading here? I don't know. I'm reading Terence Cranium here. What should I tell you? Perik Dalit. Perik Dalit. It says like this. Hachi Garcino. I don't know. This, I have a Terence Cranium over here that reads this from. Maybe it's a different gift to the Terence Cranium. I mean, why I've written Terence Cranium. I don't know, maybe it's a different gear to the terrorist kind of thing. What happens? So what should I do? I'm reading it. I'm reading right here. I'm reading together. In Taiman. He'll carry today. Taiman in medicine, right? Pierce, Bashar, Shamati, Lazakar, Masakari, Shiny, like Givanti, like Nasa.
That's it, though.
It's going back on all of this.
Yeah, but this is his own benefit.
Good, it's going back on all of this.
So what is it then?
Okay, that's it. Sit down. This Rashi became like a carnival. Now sit down. It's very simple. There's a Tyrus kind of that words. All this that it says, I tell him in November he's about tshuva. And that, the Tyrus kind of says, maybe I'm giving him a good answer. Hashem will know that you don't need a good answer. So the truth is when Rashi says Layaknit, means you're not stam Layaknit for no reason. Layaknit means thinking that I can convince myself I'm trying to give you a good answer. And the Teretz says, you know, I'll do it for that. I tell him he's about tshuva zechar masech rishayim. You know why? I want to do better tshuva. I'm trying to give him an eitzah. I tell him you're a ben gerim.
By saying that you were this, you were that, then you became a
champion. Yes, Adchanami. According to this, I didn't know how to say it. In other words, in time now, I'm trying to give a good eitzah, so maybe I'm allowed to do it. The eitzah will kech, Hashem knows if you really give him a good eitzah. If you meant for a good eitzah, it's good.
What does Yeshiva mean?
Hashem knows.
And even if you're going to come and say that I'm
stupid, that's all he's saying. If a person tells another person you're a ger, you're a Baal Tshuva, right? So you're going to come and say, but I need his taiva. You're right, Smolikech, Hashem knows you don't need his taiva.
It's like it is, but that's okay.
It's Hashem knows. Hashem knows if you mean his aid or you mean for yourself.
Why the flax pudding is kind of
below? No, so for carrots. So for carrots, according to Rashi, right? You shouldn't hurt your friend. And also, meaning from this, we see Le'asen aid to Shana again. It's all part of the same thing. In other words, to go and hurt somebody, I'm saying to go and hurt somebody for no reason. It means convinced and knowing that it's for no reason, maybe that's not what Rashi's talking about. Because you see, I'm basing on the Gemara. The Gemara says, what are the cases of all this? The cases of all this is, remember your father was a god. Remember you're a Baal Tshuva. Well, on this, the Torah's cranium learns, and the truth is that's the end of this Rashi. Look at the end of this Rashi. Continues Rashi. The in time of me again is Kavanti Lura. Meaning this Kavanti Lura means even on the Yaklit. Maybe I meant for good. I'm saying Lachurut, after this Torah's cranium and after this Pshat, then we say that even the Yaklit was Kilah giving him an answer. This is what I was pointing on yesterday. Write down the question. The question was, question number two. Why is it Shalayakdid is Chaveroi and Bleyasen in the same sentence? But it's not the same thing. That's the question.
So there's me, Baba.
What? Shalayakdid is don't insult somebody. It's not the same thing. Okay. I bring the Teres Kranim, but the Teres Kranim implies that even the Yaknit is in the context of Eitz Hashena Hagenis. Even the Yaknit were because of me, not for you. I tell you you're Ger. I tell you your father's a god. You're about tshuva. And I could mean it with taiva. I can mean it to say what do tshuva. I mean it. You should mechazik yourself. And that's where Rashi ends off. And then it comes out Rashi's beautiful. It means I shouldn't give a guy mussar if I don't mean him. I mean me. That's what Rashi means. And with this, it ends in Yakasha, which I never understood. Why does the Mishnah have to bring cases of Yaakov is Chaveiro? There's no other. We can't think of any other case of hurting somebody with that guy is Mochuva. Tell me, are most Jews violent children? No. Are most Jews gay? No. So why would you bring me a case of a mission where it's applied to two people? We say that.
No,
we say, so give me a case. The mission is telling a case of insulting people.
It's a normal case where you pull yourself into.
Fooling, that's what I'm saying. The way we learn is beautiful. These are cases where you can fool yourself that you mean good. What am I saying? I mean good. I need to tell him that he's a tzaddik, he's a son of a ger. Yeah, Hashem knows what you mean. Basically, Hashem knows what you mean. Okay, you got it? Good?
Yes.
Clear, firstly, Taino, it says, I'll pay the wishes. And the second one is, I'll pay the wishes. Nisa. Why the first one was Achim and the second one? We'll speak about it later.
Amito means by good. We'll speak about Jew.
So the truth is, Achim can be my guy or something. Achim can be my anybody. Achim is anybody. Amisai is a large new test. We're going to get to it soon. Don't even bother writing it down now. Amisai, new test. The Gemara says that's to be the Tishrei entire mitzvahs like you. My grandfather writes in the Sefer, I'll tell you, Isha Amisa. Amisa is friend. Chil between Ach and Amisa is friend. Therefore, we always dash Reach and we keep the mitzvahs like you. Therefore, once they say, I'll tell you, Isha Amisa, don't fool him with your friendship. That itself is what you. A guy, I love you. I mean, you're good. I mean,
in Amisa.
No, as Amisa means.
As meaning as.
Not friend. No, you know it. I mean your friendship. It's you. I'll tell you, don't fool him. Don't cheat him and lie to him. It's fool. Some people use friendship as a way of fooling people to get what they want. Yeah. And the pshat is the what? It's really the same. And the last part of Rashi, according to this, is going back on what? The whole giving bad advice, Rachel Hashem knows. But otherwise, you're a problem. And this answer. why we bring cases in the Mishnah. Otherwise, it doesn't. And you want to say, even the Mishnah puts it together as one case. The Mishnah says, it's not even an I, it's im. It's all, these are all cases. It's like one case, you see? You shouldn't tell them, how much you want to sell, and I really don't want to sell, which means I play games with you. I also shouldn't tell you about tshuva. There's two different cases. One is you solving me, and one is playing around with your mind about sale. And you know what the answer is? In both cases, I'm playing with your mind. Both cases are cases of, I come to you trying to make believe I mean you're good, I really mean you're big, and you're nice, Malika. And this answer is that comes out of the way Father Ashway on both, and it also explains the what, why in the Mishnah, and you wrote this down, why in the Mishnah, and you explain that this last part goes back on both. Okay. Upon saying there's a Peladika view that we have to make in this halacha. It says, Kishay, Shayna b'mekach, Kach, Ayna b'dvarim. That's this Mishnah. So far, this Rashi is a Mishnah. The way the Mishnah begins like this, Kishayim, just like there's Ayna b'mekach, Kach, like money, just like there's dripping in money, so too there's Ayna in in words. What's the kishay? It's nothing to do with each other. What's the it's kishay that you have to eat a matzah so you have to take a lulav? What does that have to do with kishay? Because what, it's both chipping like, it's both fooling, what is it?
It's like we said, it's in the Omar Barim.
This is a male, it's kishay. Almost, but it's not 100%. Think about it. This is stealing money.
A way of explaining the concept so that somehow we...
It has to do with... The same means you're not allowed to steal. The same way you're not allowed to steal, so too you're not allowed to fool people. You're not allowed to hurt people, you're not allowed to... What we just something
stealing and hurting, same thing.
How's it when you're stealing and hurting?
They're running from somebody.
Yeah. So the truth is, everybody is... Every time I ask, where's Asha? The Mishnah, the truth is, I also want to point out that not only does the Mishnah bring it like this, the Rambam postulates it this way. He wants a psak halach. Kishayim, this is not a psak, this is just grab this. I mean, it's. Listen, you come and say you should know that there's enough for both.
But
to bring it down as a halacha kishem, this kishem sheyesh ayna b'mek, what's wrong with him? Totally. What did I say? Reish chavches, I said? Reish chavches, yes, he followed. But there's a difference between ayna as mamon and ayna as dvar. Ayna as mamon is less than ayna as dvar. So ayna as mamon you could return, and ayna as dvar you can't return. That's what's the connection here. This is ridiculous. A, we connected, and now that we connected, we have to explain that the one is bigger than the other. There's two different things. One is stealing, one is gneva. So everybody answers me. Whenever I ask this question, they answer me, the first thing that would be this kind of same thing. When I steal, I hurt you. You don't, the iser of zela has nothing to do with hurting you. That's not stealing money. I'm not stealing from you if you don't, it doesn't bother. You're a millionaire. I'm not stealing a dime from you. I'm not stealing one penny from you if you're a millionaire. There's nothing to hurt you. It has nothing to do with the guy's feelings. Zayla is Zayla.
It's
a shayla. If the fee to pay back has to do with the fact that it's somebody else's money, or because there's an Isser Zayla and I have to fix the Isser Zayla. Whatever it is, that's not doing hurting the other guy. Now, Elias, are you with me? It has nothing to do with it. One has nothing to do with the other. B, the second thing you have to point out, the Rambam Paskins. What is the Rambam Paskin exactly? Oh, this is a psak halacha, kishay, it's nothing. See, in the Mishnah, I can come and tell you that the Mishnah is telling me that these two psukim, you should know, just like there's such a thing by a not here, there's such a thing by a not here too. Not that they're compared, but you should know. The Mishnah can be just teaching you. You should know that there's a not here, and so too there's a not here. Meaning, Before we know this, it's like, well, I know Gvarim says the Mishnah should know this. You shame this, my mom, and there's such a thing called a law. The Mishnah, maybe I can let you get away. Right? I'll write this down. The Mishnah can let you get away. No, not Musr. That's what my wife says. Kishay means in Pshat the Mishnah. Kishay means you should know that just like when there's such a thing called Eidah on the Torah by Bamin, know that there's such a thing called Eidah by Dvarim also. Means because we never know this. We don't know from the Torah. Torah say clearly it's by Dvarim. It says, I'll tell you, I can think it's from Bamin. So, the Mishnah, I can come and say the Mishnah is teaching it to me now like this. You should know, don't make a mistake because there's rather this also. But the problem is, the Rambam, what's the Rambam pass for you? So Rambam makes a psakalach, what's the Shaykh? How can you psakalach? I never saw Rambam say, Kishem, there's a chiv to eat matzah and Pesach, so there's a chiv to take all of it's a real comparison. Because the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch brings from the Gemara, the Paskin, the Shulchan Aruch. That Yishnoi Nas Mamun is worse than Nas Dvorim. Nas Dvorim is worse than Nas Mamun. How do you compare to the Yavuki Chasu? Reish Chav Ches Sif Aleph. Sif Aleph. Maybe Kash. Maybe Kash. It's a kasha. What do you need a lot by enough? What do you need a lot by gezel? And what do you need a lot by riddus? It's all the same thing, Shara Gemara. So what do you see from here? What's the issue of enough? Say it. Issue of riddus. Same issue, stealing money from people. All right, I'll call upon it. You see, enough is this example. All right, let's move on. Enough is the bar. It's more because you can't return anything. What are you stealing? What are you saying? What are you talking about? What are you stealing? What? Returning what? What do you want him to return you? How could this be worse if you can't return? Okay. Who is another question that we have to ask? Why is it that by a Ras Mamin, Tiger says, I'll tell you, Yishes, Achid, Ras Mamin, Pasik Dalit? Ras Mamin, it uses the Pasik, the Russian, Achicha, and by Ras. It's water, it says Amistecha. It's a question. Why is it that you use Chalosh? Why Achicha? Why Amistecha? So the truth is, in Halacha, there could be very Dakhilim. Amistecha, the Gemara that tests is Darish, it has to be Oysa Maisa Amcha. It's like Re'echa. Re'echa, your friend. Amistecha, your nation, your nationhood. That they do the same thing as you, which means that there's a kesher. Achicha is anybody. Why say reyacha? Because it's only by a Jew and say some isamcha. It's only if you behave like you. Achicha is any person. It's true. There's an isigzel by guy also. You don't feel from the guy either. I'll tell you, achicha doesn't have to be achicha. Achicha can mean
fellow man.
Achicha. Fellow man. Mashaykin, amisecha means French. This is the famous chat that everybody says. Right, so that would bother me. Sometimes achicha can mean by the achicha. Sometimes mekar v'achecha. It bothers me, and that's why I don't like to say the chat. This is the famous chat. This is the chat that all the parshim say. You look around. The achicha is really a guy. Amitecha is a same cook. He brings up many people say this at this time. The pshat is achich kabir. Goyim amisach is bothers me to say achicha goy amisach. It bothers me very much. Because this is achicha as a guy, I don't know, it's not so true. Achicha we find 8 times a day, after your brother, after he. Okay. So the question remains, right, you wrote this down?
Just so it explains the whole chain.
The whole thing. So let's write down this. Verses, achicha could be a guy, and amisach could be only a Jew. My samcha, the Mars Darish boy, so my samcha. If let's see, he's like that Darish, there's no is. There's no is. Huh? Right? Or a Moomer, a guy who does a Darish. Like Zayla, you're not to steal from a Moomer? You're not to steal from a guy who's doing a Darish. I mean, no, you're not steal from a guy, right? Say, so, I mean, Sech is only, I'll tell you, like, does Rechich is anything, huh? And Achich can also mean like Fuki and Moomer. What's your guy's Moomer? He doesn't do my Sam. He's still not
Fuki.
Whatever it is, he's still not Fuki. That's the pshat that everybody says. We're going to soon see another pshat. I already told you for my grandfather. I'm trying to wish you Sami Secha, but in Jewish, very nice. You shouldn't fool the guy with your Sami Secha, you know? I'm your best friend. You're I'm gonna tell home to my best friend. You know what I mean? You're fully, you're abusing the friendship. You're taking the friendship and you're lying with it. Okay. My cash also I don't see enough. Basically, kecha. It's a dabra muscle of life. So if you were like I learned Pshat Rashi. That shloyaknit means to say something which looks good, and I really need to hurt him. But I understand where the reason why kecha comes. And if you learn pashit shloyaknit, which means I'm now insulting, but where's the reason why kecha? On the side that there's an answer. It's not doing giving bad answers. Don't do bad answers. Let's do instead insulting. Which is how we pass. A yod varm, the Chofetz Chaim doesn't pass a yod varm, that's when I try to mean when I say another thing. What is a yod varm every time I hurt somebody? So according to that, what's talking about your Yisrael Kecha?
What's coming to
that? I mean, how do you end the pasuk? What's your Yisrael Kecha? Rashi was your Yisrael Kecha, Ben Eitza. I will learn Yisrael Yachni means also Ben Eitza. In Halacha, it's not identified, right? Meisim Chofetz Chaim Shmiras Halashin. If that can say Shliach, you know, hurt somebody. So what's the reason for kecha? How do you learn, if you don't learn like we're saying, even the hurting the person has to do with fooling him to hurt him. Like my grandpa says, I use the friendship and I fool him, right? I'm fooling. Kainu samisecha. And you can't learn it means I know how to talk. So why is the reason for kecha? What's the reason for kecha? Why it's traditionally kept? Also, beautiful, so very nice. I'm just saying, but the halacha of Maisa, he does warm, the Mishmur doesn't pass through the Chacha, he does warm, you hurt the guy. The halacha of Maisa, he knows where it's a rush. He has. The Israel, he does warm, is only the death of the Chacha. So anytime I insult the person, since it's another one. So I'm asking, so people when they know it's more of this shalayakni literally, so what's the relation with kecha? So I'm learning this takati kecha, and I'm learning that whole story. I mean one thing, I'm saying another thing. So that's the relation with kecha, I understand that. If you learn pshuta kemashmoy the pasuk, I'll tell you means don't hurt somebody. What's the relation with kecha? These are the kashas that I want to address. Okay? Now we'll start the tariffs. I heard a big yisoid from my grandfather. A big yisoid. Binah Muhammadari. Binah Muhammadari. How does a person come to Shleimus to work on Binah Muhammadari? The tariffs is. When you realize that the other person has just as much rights as you have, and you're an ish emes, and you're an honest person, then you respect his right, and you won't hurt him. The first thing you have to establish is that the other person has just as much right to be here in this world as much as you do. And that person has just as much right to be happy, and he has just as much right to be respected. This is Bid al-Bukhaber. Now, once you recognize that, then there's another thing. You have to be Nishemis, you have to be an honest person to follow through on this recognition. Behind it. The Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara says that the Ger came to learn the entire Torah. And what did the Ger want to learn the entire Torah? What was he taught? He was taught by the son in law, the Chaver Chaloy Sabbath. What you don't want to be done to you, don't do that. Don't do that. Notice that the site of a Hakol Rechem Kamaicha is what? Matasavimach. Doesn't mean go and love him, but rather, if you don't want to be done to you, don't do it to somebody else. And that's called Hakol Rechem Kamaicha. Meaning,
just like you have,
just like you don't want to be embarrassed, and you don't want to be hurt, and you want to be happy. She has the same right. You have no right to do this to your friend. That's Chavi Hakol Rech Kalech. The sight of the Om Lechaver is based on him and me, meaning I have to view his rights copying what I think are my rights. The same way I stamp my foot, you have no right to do this to me. So Leila, I have to be Mark, I have no right to do it to him. That's Chavi Hakol Rech Kalech. Not with the Goyim. Christians walk around love, and talk about love, and then they walk around loving little children also. That's not what love is. That's not the Hakdi Rechem Kamaicha. Hakdi Rechem Kamaicha is Matasonimach, which means I don't do to some other people what I feel should be done to me. The same way I say to myself, I have the right not to be insulted by you. Understand that he has the same right not to be insulted by me. That's the pshat in Bid al-Bukhaber. With this, it's slow. Let's wait. Now, I was thinking, you know, the right word for this? You can't invade other people's rights. You have rights, you have rutinus. That's the right word. You have rights and you have rutinus. You have wants. You have to recognize wants. Rutinus, so not rules. Oh, it sounds better than wants. Interests, whatever it is. The other person has those same rights and interests as you. And he deserves them just as much as you deserve them. And if a person's honest, he'll be an ish emes, he'll understand that anachrami, what makes me more than him? I was thinking, if you take a look, Avraham Avinu, after that Akedah, what did Hashem say to him? He ois chara isi tzaddik b'fanai b'dor hazeh. What is a tzaddik? We have two expressions that we use. We have tzaddik and chassid. Tzaddik Hashem b'chol ma'aseh. Tzaddik Hashem b'chol berachah. And chassid b'chol ma'aseh. Tzaddik? What's the chil between a tzaddik and a chassid? What's the chil between tzaddik and chassid? And I think the pshat is caution. Tzaddik, the root word is tzaddik. It's true. Chassid comes from the word chesed. Over. More. Now, was Avraham Avinu hanhaga of the Avraham Chaveira tzedek or chesed?
Chesed.
Chesed?
Ish chesed.
Well, he ran out of his way through chesed. So why does Hashem say, ki eis chor isi tzadik v'fon ebedar hazeh? Unless you learn. Let's bring back on that tape. Hashem.
No,
he's right. he's right. I made a mistake. So what shot tzaddik? He was straight. Lafuke, what? He wasn't a chassid. His merit wasn't a chassid. The ois chara isi tzaddik. The fun I did not say. Okay, I have to scratch this. One. Okay, erase. Scratch it. I made a mistake. Tzaddik says by merit. I thought that would be. Either way, we do find these two things. We find tzaddik and we find chassid.
What
is it? I found the Yireli kid. I still eat. Okay, that's Yireli kid out there. But this is clear. There's a hill between a tzaddik and a chassid. I'm trying to read out. There are certain things. I mean, the way I see it, again, I thought that the right was from here, but I know it's all over this way. If a person does Meirol B'chaveri, is he called a tzaddik or a chesed?
Chesed.
No.
Well, tzaddik, you say it's not a chesed. It's
tzaddik. But a person, you say, it's expression of the world. He's a tzaddik. But a person doesn't know, what do you say about him?
Chesed.
He's a chesed. Why when a person runs around doing somebody else tell you this and chesed and everything? I thought the rai was from a brother, you know, I scratched that, I make a mistake. I'm tired. Truly, like I said, chidush, I'm even saying the shit, I'm so tired. But either way, tzaddik and chassid. No, you see it every day. When a person does for favors for people, we call what? Tzaddik. Person down there at night and lives in the Lamas, what do you say? Chassid. That's different. I think you always heard Isi Tzaddik for fun night. There was a Tzaddik, there was a fun night. That doesn't bother me.
Maybe we say wrong. So
I'll explain to you what's the difference. I think it's very simple. The tzaddik is the Meirol B'chaveri. Tzaddik means to know the boundaries. You know that just like you would want it to be done to you, you would do it to the other. You should do it to the other person. But the sunny lach, the and the opposite. What's good for you, what you want to be done to you, you do it to the other person. Shot, it comes from its setting. It comes from you.